This episode of the Steve Dez Island Podcast is brought to you by The Silent Soldiers. This is the first book in a new series that follows a team of supernatural superheroes full of vampires, werewolves, witches, and more. So if you're like me and you're like into Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like my girlfriend, she likes Twilight, get this book right now. The Silent Soldiers is currently on Amazon.com, and guess for how much? For 99 cents, son, but only for a limited time. So you need to get your copy right now. And guess what? They're gearing up for book two already for Silent Soldier series called Back to School in early 2014. So don't wait for the movie. Get the book right now. Support author Travis Dennett on The Silent Soldiers. Is Steve Dez Sealed approved? This podcast is also brought to you by itstheimage.com. New Era snapbacks, Mitchell and Ness snapbacks, G-Shock watches, Nike shoes, stands, socks, and more can all be found at itstheimage.com. That's itstheimage.com. Hey, guess what? If you're listening to this right now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You want to get 10% off? Use the promo code IMAGE10. That's IMAGE10. But just tell them that I sent you, okay? Because if you don't tell them I sent you, they're not going to give you that 10% off. So use the promo code IMAGE10. And once again, it's theimage.com. That's itstheimage.com. 100% authentic online shopping. This podcast is also brought to you by GPBates.com. GPBates.com is the premier online shopping cashback website. You're already online shopping and buying from your favorite online retailers, especially during this holiday season. You might as well start your shopping at GPBates.com, where you will find all your favorite online stores and you can earn cash back just for starting your shopping at GPBates.com. It's free to join, man. Earn up to 25% cash back on everyday items from your major retailers like 1800 Flowers, PetSmart, Ace Hardware, Match.com, Sports Authority, you name it, they got it. And these are only a few of the hundreds and hundreds of stores you will find at GPBates.com, where you can earn the most cash back on the web. That's GPBates.com. Guys, you ready to get this podcast started? I am ready to get it rocking. Let's start this podcast.
You are now listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Dez.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Dez here. Here. Yeah, it's me. Steve Dez. Yeah, and today's one of those episodes that you get one-on-one time with the host, with me. It's Sunday. It's Sunday, folks. Or whatever day it is for you guys. But I do this every Sunday. I don't know what I'm talking about, like a radio DJ, but thinking about radio DJs, I remember my first time, since I'm doing, this is sort of radio, but online radio, so they call it podcast, which is essentially the same thing, it's just the way it's broadcasted is different, I guess, but it makes me think of like the first time I actually did radio. And this happened, I believe I was a sophomore in high school, and I was there, you know, they did this for the first time ever in my school. They opened this radio club and they were holding auditions. I sounded interesting, sorta, for me, but I wasn't extremely enthusiastic about it. But there was a friend of mine that he was really, really enthusiastic about it, and he was like me, like the jokester, you know, of the 10th grade, and we banter of each other's like thoughts and jokes and things like that, and then the audition came along, and he was like, dude, we got to go on audition. Come on. I promise you, we got to go. You might get like one of those, you know, host parts, but I'm definitely going to get one. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. But I was more like kind of going because I wanted to support him, not really because I wanted to get like a part, like a big part or anything. I said, if anything, just give me being the sound guy or whatever. But then we read, and I killed it. I killed the audition because they let me like improv a little bit. So I was just throwing jokes here and there, wherever I could. And my friend didn't get the part, but I did. And and the only thing that sucked about that is that I had a commitment to be at school really freaking early, like extremely early. It was like about, I had to wake up probably at 5 a.m., get together at 6 to get the script and all that together, and we broadcast at 7 till 8. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience. But after 1 year, the first year, it ran, it got shot down. And there was no more radio. No more radio. And honestly, it was really... I bet there weren't... Well, there was a couple people that would listen to it, but not really everybody. Because it was... They would put that over the PA system of the school. And they would put that also... they would put a couple of speakers around the school. And those were the parts you could hear it. It wasn't like you can tune in, like an iPod. Well, iPods didn't exist at that time. Or did they? I don't know. I don't remember. It's one of those podcasts, man. One of those podcasts. Crazy things are going to happen. I have a lot of my brain that I want to spew to you guys, you know? Want to tell y'all, you know? First of all, oh my God, I gotta say this. And I promised myself I was gonna say it at the top of the show, but I got way too baked and kind of forgot about that. But I want to give a major shout out because I have to give this shout out, man, to the Iman Cannon comedy class at Inner City Arts. You guys rocked it. I had a show yesterday. Look, my phone is ringing. No. I had a show yesterday at the Inner City Arts Theater in downtown LA. It was the Iman Cannon comedy class, and they had me as a special guest. I went in, you know, did my thing, killed it. You know how we roll, we killed it. But I actually just tell y'all like my experience as a stand-up comedian. You know, I did some jokes that I've worked and worked on many, many, many times. But I've been just building up and building up and changing the scenery and how I set up how I throw the setup and then the punchline. You know, I mix it up a little bit, and that's pretty much solid. That's super solid. Like I kill with that. But then I threw in something I just wrote. Like I just wrote, and I threw in there, and I got laughs like where it's supposed to be, but I still have to, you know, make it shorter, like trim the fat, you know, and squeeze it together, play around a little bit with some setups and punchlines. So that didn't quite land the way I wanted. So for me, in my eyes, I bombed. I still got laughs and stuff, but it for me felt like I bombed, you know, because I demand a certain type of laugh when I'm on stage, you know? And if I don't approach that, for me, it's bombing. A shout out to them. The teenagers were amazing. Oh my God, this class, the Iman Cannon comedy class, it's teached by the lovely Susanna Spies. She gave me classes, stand up. Comedy classes back when I went to AMDA. She is amazing, and she teaches these kids, you know, to put them on that path, you know, the comedy path, the writing path, to see if it's a good path for them to to pursue. And also to, you know, because they live in tough neighborhoods. And I'm a kid also that I grew up in a tough neighborhood in Puerto Rico, you know. And, you know, it was hard, man. You know, I had to walk around with guns all the time. You know, I had pistols. I had whips. I had leather cups, you know. I had yellow ice cubes, you know. It was tough, man. Everything was different, man. It was different. I had lemon and pineapple trees. I don't know where I was going with that bit specifically. But yeah, man. You look nice today. You look super, 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 super nice. Shout out to them. I also went to the Ice House after that show, and it was out of the blue because I completely forgot, and I went out of the show and I just felt so good after that stand-up comedy show. Well, before I talk about the Ice House, let me tell you about those kids real quick. Man, those teenagers are impressive. There's a couple ones that I really put my eye on, and not in that type of way, folks, but in the way of, like, they could go really, really far in no time in this business. I was definitely keeping my eye open for the last guy on the lineup because I know Susanna well, and I know she always puts like in the bottom the killer, the person that's gonna go and slay the audience. Usually, because I'm gonna admit, I went and saw a show once that the last person didn't kill. But for example, when I was in her class one time, 2 years ago, I was in the bottom because I kill. That's what I do, son. No, but I was paying attention this time, and this dude, his name is Vince, if I'm not mistaken, Vince. He was put last, and he slayed. He slayed. He has an extremely. Extremely, extremely, but I'm telling you, 99.9% Jeselnik style, Anthony Jeselnik, approach to comedy, and that's the first thing I ask him. I'm like, do you know Anthony Jeselnik? And he's like, yeah, that's my favorite comic. He's so completely different from his material, which I love, because he, you know, he's a sweet kid, but he's also really reserved, like he is on stage, but his humor is really dark, and that's the only thing he has. He's still in high school. This dude is a senior. He's the class president of, you know, his senior class, and he's still in high school, dude. And he slayed the audience over there. You know, there were peers and all that, but most of them were other families that didn't know him or anything. And he slayed, completely slayed. He was having laughs like Mitch Hedberg, you know. And Mitch Hedberg just throws those snappy one-liners, bam, 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 bam. And by the way, if you guys don't know comedy, I am so sorry that I'm talking so much about stand-up comedy, but I just love it so much. And I just had so much stand-up comedy this weekend that I need to throw it out there so I can get more gigs and more gigs and more gigs. Because it's awesome, man. It's so awesome. It feels so great to make people laugh, you know, no matter who they are, just to make them laugh in some way. I feel like it's the best remedy for anything. Just making people feel great, happy, you know. Laugh a little. Laugh a little. Don't be so uptight. Why are you so uptight? Why are you so uptight? Oh, my God. Gotta drink a little bit of this. I'm drinking this. It's pretty good. The only thing is, like, the more and more you drink it, the more you taste a little fibers and little things it has. I gotta say, because I always say this because I don't want you guys to be like, yeah, Steve's selling more stuff. Steve's just selling stuff. No, But this is the bottle of Naked. It's a protein juice smoothie. And this one is double berry. And it has 6 strawberries, 5 blueberries, 1 banana, 3 apples, 30 grams whey and soy protein, 114 milligrams of vitamin C, 855 milligrams of potassium. Oh my God, this is delicious. Let me drink it up. Hold up. Disgusting. I said disgusting so you guys believe me that I'm not sponsored by this. I'm just saying it because it's what I'm drinking right now. But yeah, man. So I met those kids. They're amazing. They're cool. And, you know, I trade numbers with them, you know, so I can call them at night. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I talked to a couple of them to get them started, you know, to get them on open mics right now throughout L.A. It's the hustle, man. I got to get them on the hustle. And, yeah, it was a cool show. Then I ran so far away. Where you ran, Steve? I ran to Pasadena Ice House Comedy Club. Yeah, I ran to Pasadena, to the Ice House Comedy Club. Shout out to the Ice House. Because I remember every first Saturday, they have an audition at 4 o'clock. And you go, you know, you do some minutes, you know, and if they like you, they put you to showcase for 10 minutes. And I went. I was the fourth comic on the lineup of like a bunch of comics, and I killed, ladies and gentlemen, I killed. And a big reason why I killed is because I was already warm. Because I had the other show at the Inner City Arts. And once I was in Pasadena, I was already ready to rock it. And I went, and it was just a room of the guy, Dave, evaluating you, you know. And then all the other people are comedians. And the people before me weren't getting really that many laughs, especially the first guy, the first guy, oh my, he got me cracking up. I forgot his name. I know he's a well-established comedian around LA. I've heard the word in the streets. Because I'm getting familiar right now with the circuit of stand-up comedy in the western side, you know, in Los Angeles, Cali. But apparently he's a pretty strong dude, you know, around here. But he was just fucking around, really, and cursing aloud, saying, like, "Don't you guys hate faggots?" You know, and saying things like that. But it was like, in some moments it was funny because he was just such shock. But he was just clearly just fucking around with, you know, just saying things and trying things out and just saying whatever. But then I went and I killed, folks. I killed. And I actually left before even my time was up because I was looking at, he said, basically you go up there at least that day. I'm not saying it's like that all the time. I'm saying my experience the first time I went was yesterday. I went in and the dude is right there. He's, you know, with paper, and he's writing stuff, and you go up there on stage, and you just go and do your minutes, man, and you do your minutes, but he tells you, like, do about, like, 5 minutes or so. So, cool. You go on stage, and most comedians, like, for example, me, I put my iPhone. And I set it up to record because I always like to record my set. That way I can improve my jokes and that way I can really have a feel of laughs and things like that. Because if I don't, sometimes I go to a show and I think I did great, but then I listen it back, you know, in the in my what I recorded, and I didn't really get the laughs exactly to the level I want them to. So what you do is just tweak the jokes, look it over, make it funnier and funnier and funnier, maybe more build, maybe more shock value, maybe more whatever it needs. Maybe the setup is too long, maybe the setup is too short, whatever it is. But you improve it like that and you try it on stage, it's the only way to know. And that's basically how you become a stand-up comedian. And then when you have a special that goes to Comedy Central, Showtime, if you're the great HBO, Netflix now is a big-time play on that too. Whatever it is, theaters, if you're like Kevin Hart, balla like that, then, yeah, you throw your best jokes, or the ones you like best, or the ones you just want to do. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of specials out there. So it's whatever you want to do. That's why this career is so awesome, man. And just to think about, like, I've had many, 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 many times that I thought I was going to quit. Or even before that. Even before that. Like, when I was going to quit and I wasn't even in the game, like, at all. Like, I remember back in Florida when I was, like, trying to... I was finishing high school year, and I'm basically going, like, man, it's final time, you know, I'm going to graduate and all this stuff. And then I'm getting pressure from my mom saying, Steve, mira, you got to decide. What are you going to do? Acting. Okay, that's your hobby. What are you going to do? What do you mean, mom? What are you going to do? Doctor, lawyer, police officer, what are you going to do? I don't know, man. I don't know. And she was putting so much pressure on me. So much pressure on me. Because I didn't have a legitimate career that I was picking. So I was so confused. And I said, okay, I'm just going to be the... I was thinking on what subject I liked the most out of my whole high school life, and I said, well, I like biology, but honestly, I didn't like biology that much. What I liked about biology was the teacher that gave me biology, because he was cool as hell, and the way he teaches biology is cool as hell. And I said, okay, I'm just gonna study biology. Isn't that what most people do? Okay, I'll do that. And then I was like, okay, cool. That's what I'm going to do. Then I sat down with the teacher and explained to him, what am I going to do? That is, I'm going to study biology. I was thinking of studying biology. What was his advice to me? And he knew deep down inside that all I wanted to do was act and be a comedian and, you know, be just an entertainer overall, because that's what I was born to do, just host. And I sound like one of those guys, you know, I was born to do this. This is all I'm supposed to do. Because that's what I do, okay? That's what I do all the time. Yeah. I am the time of my life. I don't know where that song came from. It just came out of, you know, my brain. Things happen, man, in this podcast. They're crazy. They're pretty crazy, man. You're getting a lot of information about me just by listening to this podcast. You can kind of sense what type of a person I am. At least today, because I change day by day. I'm a chameleon. A chameleon. Isn't that what the Geico chameleon is? Oh, he's not a chameleon. Chameleonaire. He's a rapper, right? A milli, you dig. That's Lil Wayne. Macaroni. A milli, you dig. I'm a young money millionaire. Top of the Nigerian hair. I didn't realize how attached I was going to be to a fish. That's the only pet I have because that's the only pet I can take care of. And I didn't realize how attached I am to this fish now until I leave town. Because every time I leave town, I am talking to my roommate on the phone. Or before I leave, I go to his room and I tell him, yo, make sure you take care of Mayweather. That's the name of my fish, Mayweather. Say, make sure you take care of Mayweather. And he's like, yeah, I got it, man. No. You don't understand me. Make sure you take care of Mayweather. And he's like, yeah, man. Like, okay, I got you. I've done it millions of times. Nothing's going to happen. I'm like, you better not overfeed him. You better take care of him. Change his water. I'm going to be gone for 2 days, okay? Like, it's really exaggerated. What I do, and I'm just going to be gone for 2 days. Like, who's not going to take care of your feet for 2 days? Just feeding him and stuff. It's not really that big of a deal. But I'm just attached to the fish. Because honestly, before I had beta fish, before I had this beta fish in particular, I was a mean kid. When I was like about 6 years old, me and my cousin, my like cousin number fourth, whatever it was, whatever those people were related to you, and they always go like, yeah, I'm your cousin. I'm number fifth. Yeah, no, I'm number fourth. I'm number fourth. You know, one of those. So I was a stranger. no, but me and this guy would go and buy beta fish because they were cheap. They were selling for like 99 cents, the male beta fish. And we would go and buy like six each, basically to have all our team. And we will put them together to fight till the death, like Roman gladiators. And I know PETA's going to get really pissed off at me right now. But basically, that's what I did, man. And I was a horrible child. Like, that was my cockfighting. Like, what people go and put a lot of money, and it's pretty popular in Puerto Rico amongst the old people. Really, because I never heard a young person going like, hey, do you want to go to the cockfight? Or, hey, baby, I'm going to take you on a date to the cockfight. Like, when you hear it, you never have heard of that. Never, ever. I don't understand why are there still venues in Puerto Rico for cockfighting. Like, isn't that illegal? Or something? It's funny. Controlling population. If there's too many, they allow you to kill them. If there's almost none, they're like, no, don't touch them. It's crazy, man. Like, in Puerto Rico, they encourage you to destroy iguanas. Like, if you see an iguana, if you go with a knife and slice it in half in front of people, it's like nothing happened. Nothing happened. It's just an ordinary day. And I'm not saying that this happens often. I'm just saying what they encourage. I'm putting you an image about that. And but then if you see a small dog and you want to eat the small dog, you can't, man. Like, why? Why you can't do that? I don't understand it. I want to understand it, but I don't. Why? Where is it? China? I believe it's in China. In China, they only let you have one kid. Just one kid. Because it's so overpopulated. Only one. And then if you have two, they eat the second one. They just eat them. Like, the first kid will eat the second one. Will just swallow it, and the baby will grow bigger. That's what happens. It's just what happens over there in China. And it's crazy. I'm meeting a lot of black people, especially black gay men, here in Los Angeles. Shout out to my bitch niggas out there. I met a lot of black people out here, gay black people that want to move to China. Like, if I was gay and super black, that will be the last place I would think of moving to. Why? Why? Like, I met this dude at this party recently, and he was like, yeah, I want to go there and go to Universal Studios and be a dancer for them. I'm like, go you, but why China? Like, out of every single place. It's like, they're obviously going to notice you. Like, there's no way among so many people that are white, basically. And I know a lot of you know they're not white. They're basically white. So they're super white. And then a little black dot is just walking around. Like, I don't know how I will feel about that. I already feel uncomfortable enough. That's why I don't live in a place like New York. I mean, I like walking amongst people, but walking among a ton of people on the move, that's kind of scary. I think somebody's going to chop me or do something, you know? Like, that's why I'm not a big fan of concerts, especially those concerts that are, like, standing and people are, like, squished together. Like, I don't know. I have my moments. That's the thing. I have my moments. Because, for example, I've been to EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival, and it's pretty cool. I like that. I like dubstep. I honestly, if it wasn't for my girlfriend, I would have discovered dubstep because it became mainstream after a period of time. But I wasn't really interested in it or anything. It was her. She was like so into it. Like when I met her, when we became friends for the first time, when we met online. Yes, we met online. We were talking on the phone, you know, and she was like, oh, yeah, like dubstep, you know, that let me talk like her. Dubstep, you know, like. She hates when I do that impression. Dubstep, you know, and she was like, yeah, like the one that goes wah, wah, plop, 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 wah, wah. And I'm like, that sounds horrible. I don't want to listen to that shit. But basically, she just, you know, after you say things and push and push and push and knock on that door and knock on that door and knock on that door, eventually that door is going to open. That's why whatever I always encourage you guys in every single podcast I try to do, I always try to put it there. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you right now look at your life and you're like unhappy and going like, what the fuck is going on? I want you to raise up your left hand, raise up your right hand and go like, this is gonna be the motherfucking touchdown I'm gonna do. Cause I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I'm gonna do. And you go and do whatever the fuck you wanna do, son. You do whatever the fuck you wanna do, man. If you wanna build an empire like 50 Cent based around flavored water, then you go, man, and you build that empire of flavored water. That's what you do, man. Just go and raise that empire of flavored water, man. You know? You do whatever the fuck you want to do, honestly. Like, if it wasn't for that, man, I would have been out of the game. Probably in Arkansas. Just chopping trees or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I would be doing. But let me tell you something. I'm pretty happy I'm doing this. Pretty happy. Extremely happy, I would say. Ecstatic. I'm so ecstatic. I'm delighted and ecstatic just of doing this. It's the best move I ever done. The hardest one, too. Oh, my God, is it tough being an actor? And we whine and whine a lot. As actors, oh my God, my fellow actors can't understand me. We are so needy, dude. We need so many times people telling us how great we are. You're great. You're awesome. We live for the applause, like Lady Gaga song, you know? Basically, if we don't have that constant, we feel like shit. because we go so many times to auditions and auditions and auditions and auditions or callbacks and callbacks and callbacks and callbacks. And we get so many no's and no's and no's and no's and no's. And it's not, like, for example, it's not a no like when you have a no directed towards you. For example, you go in, right, to this girl, and you're like, you know, you're so beautiful. You're the best piece of ass I ever seen. You already screwed up with that line, but fuck it. You're going with it, you know? Because you said, fuck it, I screw it with that line, but I'm going with the flow. I feel like she's still digging me. Let me go for it. So, yo, you know, you're the finest piece of ass I ever seen. And I just want to know if you give me the chance to maybe, I don't know, fuck. And she goes, no. Then you go, okay, cool. You maybe try other techniques. But anyway, at the end of the day, you know that she said no. So it's the same thing. You know when you said no. But in the acting business, it's not like that. It's not like that. How it is I'm going to put you the same scenario, okay? Same scenario. And the scenario is as follows. Yo, girl, I just want to tell you one thing. You're the finest piece of ass I ever seen. Do you want to maybe fuck? And she gives you a look up and down. She smiles and she just walks away. She never told you yes or no. She gave you hints. She gave you hints. She might have told you, great job. Great job. Or you did great. And she just walks away. That's heartbreaking. Because you don't know. You don't know. And you live with that in your mind. You have that in your mind all the time. And that's why actors become crazy. And they're needy. And they start like, oh my God. I don't know if they're gonna like me. I need new headshots. Oh, maybe my resume is nothing to restore it, make it different. Oh, I gotta change representation. I need to get representation. That's the animal that lives in every single actor. So for all y'all that want to come to Hollywood, get ready to get those trolls inside your brain. They've been on my brain. But thankfully, I'm liberated. Yes. Because I'm a stand-up comic. That's a great thing, man. I'm a stand-up comic. Well, trying to make it first. Because honestly, I'm not a stand-up comic first. That's what I want to be first. But it's just acting. I've been doing so much acting that, you know, it kind of... I'm a guy that I go with the flow. If acting is moving, I'm going to go with acting a lot. If stand-up comedy is moving, I'm going to with stand-up comedy, going with stand-up comedy a lot. If the podcast is moving, I'm moving with the podcast. When I'm trying to make a happy medium, a balance in the way that I'm doing the podcast, I'm doing my acting. Well, acting at the end of the day, I decided this shit is uncertain in the sense of, like, when you think you're not going to work at all, that's when you start working. Like, for example, last year, this time, I wasn't working that much. Like, I had a few gigs here and there, a couple of auditions. I actually had a pretty cool audition that I want to talk to y'all about. It was for, I didn't get it, but it was for, it was for this comedy New Year's Eve award show or something. It was for either Comedy Central or Cartoon Network or something like that. And in the audition, I had to kiss someone. So they paired me up. They encourage you to bring pairs. And I called, of course, my girlfriend, but she was busy. You know, she's at school and stuff. So I call one of my fellow actresses, friends of mine, you know, keeping it professional. A few of them, but all of them were busy. And I was thinking in the back of my head, maybe they don't want to kiss me. That's why when I brought up the kiss part, they were like, no. No, I'm kidding. I'm sexy as fuck, man. I'm sexy as fuck. I'm like LMFAO. That's actually a bad comparison to what I just did. So LMFAO, they're both disgusting, ugly, sweaty men. But Redfoo's cool as fuck. I met him in Runyon Canyon Park over here. Hollywood side note. Anyway, where was I? I don't remember. Fuck. That's what happens when I go on tangents so many times and I keep forgetting what the fuck am I talking about. Because now you started talking about LMFAO and Runyon Canyon and this and that. So yeah, Hollywood stuff, man. It's tough and acting is really uncertain. You just gotta let it happen when you let it happen. I was kissing the girl. Now I'm back on track. I'm back on track. See, I had to talk it out a little bit, reposition myself in my chair, you know. It's pretty cold in the studio today, man. Pretty cold. Let me go back to the kissing part, you know. So I was kissing this stranger, fellow actress that they pair me up with because none of my friends could make it, unfortunately. It was this gorgeous black girl, but she was clearly bigger. Like, she was bigger than me, dude. Bigger, what I mean, taller. She was thick, and she was clearly, like, above the age of 30. And I don't know about y'all, but I look like a kid. Like... especially at that time, because that was a year ago. You know, every year I get, you know, I get a little bigger. But, you know, and I'm tiny. I'm a tiny guy. I'm not really that. I'm not tall, like that tall, really. And I'm pretty slim athletic. I'm a slim athletic guy, you know. So yeah, and basically I kissed her and it was cool, you know. And then when I got out, you know, I went like, "You're welcome." And she was like, "Sounds good," and walked away. That's how I like to tell that part of the story. So don't judge me, bitches. Anyway, what I did, I keep hearing sounds. I think there are ghosts. There are ghosts in the studio, guys. No, but the story, oh my God, this story has been, you guys probably gave up on the story. You're like, "Fuck you, Steve. I gave up on the story. You were talking about this story, and then you were talking about throwing my L's, and now you're making voices and shit. Because that's what you do, motherfucker. That's what you do." I don't know why you sound like a Hungarian Mexican. Is there such a thing as a Hungarian Mexican? Has that happened in the history of interracial dating? I want to know. Please send me a tweet. Twitter.com/SteveDesTV. Or at Steve Dez TV. Send me a picture of your face if you're Hungarian and American. Nah, not that. Hungarian and Mexican. Hungarian and Mexican. I'm pretty sure there's Hungarians and Americans all the time. I want to know Hungarian and Mexican interracial dating. That's a really popular topic nowadays, man. I'm in an interracial couple. Me being Dominican, being Puerto Rican, being Spaniard, being Western African, and being a motherfucking Taino. That's the Taino chant. If you ain't Taino, you don't know about that shit. We use achote in our arroz con pollo, motherfucker. Yeah. That's the Taínos, man. And my girl, my beau, she white. She white. You know how black people, you know how us blacks love the white meat. You know? We don't want that dark shit. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. I gotta throw that out there before people go like, oh my god, stay fucking around. This is so much fun. I am so glad I'm doing the Sunday podcast. They're so refreshing. And also they keep me back on track of like, yeah, we're gonna start a new week. This is how I like to end my week. You're talking in the podcast, maybe talking about my week, just talking about one day. We're just fucking around like we're doing right now, man. Well, I've been a couple minutes in. Now it's time to get a little bit more personal. So, oh, y'all, want to tell y'all, I stopped smoking and vaping weed. Marijuana. I stopped for 1 week. For 1 week, I said, oh, I'm going to stop till my birthday, right? My birthday is on January the 30th, just in case you guys want to, you know, give me a gift or something. You know, if you want to throw a Hershey's Kisses or some Krispy Kreme donuts. All y'all that really know that I appreciate the hell out of a box of Krispy Kreme original glazed donuts. I actually haven't had them in a while because before I used to eat one box like a week, or not even a week. Like, I would start with like one box every like 4 days. Like, I would eat an entire box, a dozen original glazed Krispy Kreme donuts. Then I made it a week. Then I was doing it like every 2 weeks. And then I was doing it like once a month. And now I'm toning it down that I eat like one every 3 months. And I'm like, I'm really, really like, I don't remember the last time I ate a dozen of original glazed donuts. It's because of my health, man. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that gets a heart attack when they're like 25, you know. Oh my god, I'm gonna die, you know. This, you know, my family has a pretty long history of different diseases and things like that, and I would rather like to live until, like, I'm around 80. Well, it depends. Depends what type of old person I am. It really depends. Because, for example, if I'm a cranky old with a guy with one of those backs that is, like, extremely curved, oh, my God, I would shoot myself. I would go, I'm done. And I would like to live, if I'm like that, to, like, I'm 70. I would say 70. Let me say 70. If I'm just a regular skinny fucking old guy, cool dude, cracking up jokes, happy as hell, then till I'm 90, I'm cool with that. Yeah, just rocking it, man. Rocking it. Slinging dick, like Joey Diaz would say. Slinging dick. But yeah, dude. And, I'm leaving all this to interpretation. You can think of anything you want to think about all these sounds that I'm making. I have absolutely no idea where all that's coming from, but I'm about to have a drink of protein juice smoothie, the blueberry kind. So smooth. No, but I was telling y'all about the whole weed thing. Shout out to LA's. Oh my God, I love California so much, dude. Shout out to LASpeedweed.com. The dudes are rocking it, man. Hook me up, man. I was in trouble, in the sense of like the stores I go to normally like are closed, especially on weekends, like after a certain amount of time, like 8 o'clock or so. But LASpeedweed are open till like 4 a.m, dude, and they just deliver to your door. So they hooked me up, man. And I had a blast. And I ate again. Oh my God, I wasn't eating. It's so bad, man. It's so bad. I have a disease, basically. That me, when I get so inundated with work, when I have just to work and work and work and work, and I'm like stressing about work and money and paying bills and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I forget to eat sometimes. Like, I will have days that I will go like, did I eat today? Did I eat in the past 2 days? Things like that. And the thing is, when I just let things just fly by like that, my stomach gets smaller and smaller, and I shrink and shrink and shrink more. Equals, why am I such a... I'm not a big guy, you know? And I work out. I'm not a lazy bum doing nothing. Like, I go to the gym and actually work out. And I'm actually doing this new workout called Strong Lift, which is pretty cool. And you do the workout like in 20 minutes. It's a free app you can download and stuff. It's pretty cool, man. Like, I started doing that with my friend Jonathan Johnson, if you guys know. The dude, he was constantly telling me, do it. And I finally did it. And I felt like I did nothing, absolutely nothing at the gym. But then afterwards, when I was like going up the stairs, I actually fell going up the stairs, not going down, going up the stairs, I fell. And because my legs were so shaky for the workout, like I didn't realize how much like of a full body workout it is, that if I like kind of messed up, but like I was feeling it in my back. And in my thighs specifically, and my strong thighs, you know, my strong thighs, I was feeling it all over my strong thighs. I had it in my knees. I felt it. I had it in my strong thighs, you know, my strong thighs. Oh, they were so powerful. But when I was going up the stairs, I fell, and oh, it was so crushing. I was crushing a lot. And now I'm talking like a Russian. At first, I was trying to go with like a Spaniard type of character. And then it like kind of morphed into like a Russian impressions. I don't know. I gotta work on my stuff. My characters just come from nowhere. I don't really have a stock. Well, I have a stock. Of course. Of course, I have a stock. I have some. I have to do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because they're just easy to do. Easy to make. Easy bake. Easy bake. When I was a kid, I wanted an easy bake oven. I believe I talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it. I grew up with girls, mainly. What's that? I got something. What is this? NBA video of Kobe Bryant introduced at Staples Center to the Imperial March. Wait, is the game on? The game against the Raptors and the LA Lakers. Is that a possibility that that's happening right now? I would like to know, please. Kobe Bryant's coming back. Or has come back to play basketball again. I'm a huge Laker fan, big Kobe fan. That's pretty cool, man. See him play back. I wonder, he's only going to play 20 minutes, according to Mike D'Antoni. we'll see. I just want to see in what shape he's in, you know? I actually met Kobe Bryant at a 7-Eleven. I didn't say a word to him or anything. That was one of those moments that I was pretty starstruck. But he was also, because he was, first he was at 7-Eleven. It was at 2 in the morning. He looked tired as hell. And the guy from 7-Eleven was fucking with him. Like, he was messing around with him. Like, when Kobe would go and try to grab the receipt from his hand, he basically didn't, he wouldn't hand it to him. Like, Kobe would go and try to grab it, and he would just pull it back and then try to give it to him. Like, if he was, like, some type of monkey. Like, come grab this. Oh, you're not gonna get it. Come and grab it. Come and grab it. You're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get it. Like that, man. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, in my head. It was weird. It was really weird. Like, how people treat celebrities like they're animals, you know, sometimes. It's disgusting to see. Such a thing. Well, Kobe looks like he hasn't missed a beat, dude. He's running great. Passing great. We'll see, man. We'll see how he does it. I want to give a shout out, man, to an amazing comedians, man. Going back to the stand up comedy. Well, I'm not going to talk really about stand up comedy. I'm just going to talk about some stand up comics. And those comedians are Jenny Jung, Wanjiko Ikki, and Mark Alexander. Oh my God, those dudes are awesome. And also, major shout out to Stanley, aka Two Pops, man. I met them at the Ice House. I went and auditioned for showcasing. I told you I killed, but I met those dudes. I didn't get the information from Stanley. He was cool as fuck and dude so interesting, and I want to so bad to have him in the podcast. So I'm hoping that the day I'm showcasing on February the 9th in stage 2 at the Ice House in Pasadena. So go and check it out if you want to go. Tickets are cheaper than going to the movies out here in LA, man. $7.50. You go, 2-drink minimum. You go, have a good time. You get some drinks with your friends. It's going to be a blast. And great comedy, you know, because they pick pretty good people to showcase. And it's a pretty fun show. At least I know I'm going to make it as fun as fuck on my end. I'm going to go and kill and do my job, okay? So y'all better go. February the 9th, 2014, New Year, Sunday at, I don't even know what time it is. I should have a ticket somewhere. Hold up. I'm going to tell y'all. Just give me 1 second, guys. Just one quick sec. Oh, my God. Don't push me. Hold on. At 7 p.m., guys. 7:30 p.m., at Pasadena comedy show at the Ice House Comedy Club with Steve Dess. Yeah, that's me, guys. Steve Dess. Guess what, guys? I'm not going home for Christmas. I'm staying in LA. I am working, cause that's what broke people do. Work on their comedy, work on their acting, work on more podcasts, work on things. That's what I'm gonna do, dude. I'm gonna be working, dude. I mean, we'll see, man. We'll see. Things are going pretty good. Things are going great. I'm addicted to work.
pretty addicted to it. It's fun. Work is awesome. I don't call it work. I call it fun. It's great. Like, I have a great life, dude. And you know, I've been working really hard, and I've been striving for greatness, and I'm achieving, you know, tons of success. I'm not at that level yet, and it's gonna take me years and years to get on that level that I'm trying to get. But the matter of fact is just to keep on striving, man, and keep on pursuing and keep on doing and keep on creating, man, and just doing you, man. That's all you gotta do. Just go for it, go at it, stay on track, don't left back, nothing in attack. Blah blah blah. See, you guys didn't see that coming. I mean, neither. That just came out of my mouth. Ew, that came out of my mouth. Again, I leave that for interpretation. You guys decide whatever you want to decide with that one. But that's what happens when you fuck with Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Man, he looks good. He looks in good shape, man. He's running up and down the court. You know, looks good hopping. Would it be fucked up if he, like, rolled his Achilles again? I don't want to see that happen. I don't even know what I'm saying. That's horrible to say. So let's talk a little bit about, I don't know, what do you guys want to talk about? Oh, that's right. You guys can't respond because you guys are listening. So you can only listen to me, but you cannot respond. Well, you can respond, but I'm just not going to listen to it. It's hard. That's why you gotta tweet me, guys. Twitter.com/SteveDesTV @SteveDesTV. Twitter. Go. Follow me. And tweet me. Send me stuff. Send me chocolate chips. Macadamia nuts. They're pretty cool. I like them. I'm pretty hungry, dude. I just ate a piece of fried chicken. I'm pretty hungry. And I got practice today. Ooh, I got improv practice. Now, I was going to talk about wrestling. That's what I was going to talk about a little bit. I'm a huge wrestling fan. Huge wrestling fan. I've been watching wrestling ever since I'm a kid. They're like my heroes, dude. And I don't care. Again, I don't care how many people tell me, oh, it's fake. It's fake and gross and stupid, man. I don't know why you start watching that stuff. I don't understand why you watch that stuff, man. Honestly, like, why? I'm like, okay, dude, listen. I watch that stuff because I love it. It's entertainment. It's the same reason you go to the movies. You don't go to the movies and go like, that's fake. That's so fake. Everything is so fake. Then why the fuck are you there in the first place if you're doing that? Why? You went because you want to enjoy a movie. Maybe the movie was crappy or something, but you don't end up going like, that's fake, because all movies are fake. You go because you want to listen to a good story. We are people addicted to stories. We are a generation we are addicted to storytelling throughout our generation, like throughout centuries and centuries and centuries, even way before the jesters, like before the Renaissance, way before that, like in periods of human primitivity, like when the cavemen were there and they didn't even understand each other. They just go, nobody understood each other. You know what they did? They fucking drew. They were drawing fucking potato sticks and stupid stuff with like a rock on the side. Again, I don't know if this is true. I'm basing all my knowledge with cartoons and stupid things that society has put in my face, and I accept it as truth. Imagine if everything that we know is fake absolutely everything, that would be fucked up. Fucking wake up Inception. Oh, shit. Oh, this is fake. Oh, my. Like, when we die, God is like, well, you know everything you experience? Not true. Very superstitious. Running on the wall. Anybody did Black Friday out there? Anybody? No? No? I don't know why I'm treating this like a stand-up comedy gig now. Anybody did their mail today? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody drinks alcohol here? You don't like drinking? Nobody likes drinking, no? Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay. Sonic. They're rolling a commercial about Sonic right now on the Laker game. I never been to Sonic. That's one of the few fast food places I never been and I really want to go. I know a lot of people go like, oh, that's disgusting, Steve. But I want to try it, you know? It looks good in the commercials. Come on. Might as well. I think my love for fast food will never die. There's no way I can't just... Well, nah, not even, man. Even if I think if I ever become extremely rich and famous or whatever, or just rich. I don't have to be famous in order to be rich. I don't understand why people say extremely rich and famous, like me. Anyway, the thing, if I become extremely rich one day and famous... you know, I would like to go more to, like, fancy restaurants, of course. But not... I don't want to go to all those upscale-y places that they fucking... You pay... I get so livid when I see that shit. Whenever I see, like, a show, a TV show... Like, the other day, I was in... by the way, this was Thanksgiving, just to justify everything. This was Thanksgiving. This was at my girlfriend's house. So it was my girlfriend's mom, my girlfriend's sister, and my girlfriend. And I was the only guy there with them watching this stuff. And it was the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's called. This reality show. I never seen that show, but I met one of the people from that show. Her name is Brandy Glanville or something like that. I met her because we did a talk show together. Like, I was getting interviewed, and she was getting interviewed as well. She's a cool person in person, but I never seen that show until that moment, last Thanksgiving. And I was watching this show, and honestly, I forgot exactly what was the point of this story. My bad. I'm trying to remember. I get so livid about something. It was about... The thing is, listen, I'm going to justify myself right now. The reason is this is happening, I'm forgetting shit, is because I'm not high because I'm cool now. But I'm watching the Laker game. And I'm listening to the loud-out sound of something that's going here in the studio that people are recording, whatever. So I'm like, I got two freaking... Plus, I'm trying to talk to you guys. So it's a lot of pressure on me. A lot of pressure on me. But anyway, going back, I remember what I was going to talk about. I get really livid when I see those type of shows, and they go to restaurants. And on restaurants, all they do is bitch and talk, but I don't care about the bitch and talking. It's just when they serve the food. Like, it's food that they're paying $100, $200, $500 grand. Not grand, but $500, you know. And it's this tiny little thing of food that you're paying. Does that even make you full? Just because he has a fancy name and it's French and they have nice decorations and it's really small doesn't mean you have to pay $200, $300, $400. Fuck that. I would rather pay $5 and eat a nasty-ass Big Mac. I would enjoy more the fuck out of that them fucking spending $100, $200 on a little small scaliepe or whatever the fuck they sell, you know? It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand why people do that. Because they got the money, might as well. No, fuck that. Fuck that, dude. I will feed 48 homeless people with $100. 48. It's not going to be great food. Not the best quality kind. But it's going to be food. And I'll feed them. And I'll do... As I'm doing more good to the world with that money than just paying a fucking fancy-ass restaurant all that type of money for a little bit of food. I'm just saying, people, you got to think of your values. Think of the way you prioritize your money and how do you use it. Honestly, I'm a person, I buy stupid shit all the time. Stupid shit. Tons of stupid shit. You know what I bought the other day? Gum. That's stupid. I wasted $1.69 on gum. You know what I could have done with that $1.69? You know what could I have done with that $1.69? You don't understand what I could have done with that $1.69. And I want to tell you that when I repeat stuff, it's because I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of what the fuck would I have done with $1.69 in this type of economy. But you know what I could have done? I could have bought a McDouble at McDonald's, and since it's basically two stories of a sandwich, I would split it in half, and I will feed one homeless guy and feed myself. See? Best of both worlds. I'm helping the world, and I'm helping myself. That's the best type of Christmas. For $1.69. And guess what? I will still have change. And with that change, I will have room for dessert. Dessert, a gumbo. We will walk. Me and the homeless guy will walk together. Not even walk. We will prance together. Me and this homeless guy will prance together in our yellow brick dirty road. And we will stumble upon a gumbo machine. And we will have that quarter left. And we will put it there and get dessert. Not only do we get the gumbo, but we get entertainment. Because the gumbo machine has those sliding things that it goes. The gumbo just goes down and down and down on a spiral. And then we are so amused about this on a full stomach, I might add. And then I pull up the little silver square thingy and I pick up the gumbo and I say, listen, homeless man, we can do this in two different times. We can either, you can buy the half and then give me the other half by hand, or we can do it Lady and the Tramp style. And he said, let's do it Lady and the Tramp style. So I'm like, hell yeah. And his big ass gray beard was touching my jaw. Like a little bit. I'm talking like if this was a true story. I'm making all this shit up. But like, yeah, like his beard was touching my little beard. Because I don't really grow a big beard. But he has a big beard. And we almost kissed. Our lips touched, but we didn't kiss. You know when you kiss somebody, you pucker up. Like, you know, I didn't pucker up. At least I didn't. I heard a little sound from his end. He went like, but like, I didn't. I didn't poke her up at all. Like, that didn't happen. So if you hear this story from somebody else, I don't know. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you my side of the story. And if that son of a bitch says something, I'm going to kill him. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to stab him in the eye. I'm just directly going to stab him with the left end of a fork. I will kill that motherfucker. I can't live with people knowing that I did that to a homeless guy. So yeah, dude. Man, being a fish must be so freaking boring. My fish is now sleeping. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that they actually sleep and they're like floating in mid-water. Like, it's kind of a superpower in a way. But in a way, if humans sleep also on water, they can float too. But not mid-water, because then we will sink. We'll either go up or go down. We cannot stay in the middle. Fish can stay in the middle. That's pretty cool. Stay in the middle. It's cool. It's like nothing's going to happen, especially in a tank. But in this tiny-ass tank, I will feel bored as hell. I'll be like, what am I doing here, son? What am I doing here, son? Take me out. Take me out, man. Take me out. I don't know, man. I feel great being a human. Imagine if I was an animal. Imagine if any of you guys were animals. Like, that would be pretty weird, man. It's pretty weird, man. It's, y'all were animals. Some type of animal, man. Because it's just like, you don't really think when you're an animal. But in a way, we're animals. We're animals. Especially, you know, the younger we are. I feel we're more in touch with ourselves when we are, like, up 20s up, you know? Like, 19s down, we were pretty fucking dumb. I met some pretty intelligent human beings that were 12 and 14, even 6-year-olds. I met pretty smart 6-year-olds. But they're smart for that, because they don't understand the entire concept of life. You know, because even I had a rough childhood, and usually when you have rough childhoods, you turn into a stand-up comedian. But you also have a strong mentality and a more awareness about your surroundings and things. But I was still dumb. Like, the kind of things I'm learning now and not another type of things I was learning back in that age, you know? Yeah. That's what happens, man. That's what happens. You put the bottle, then you put the rat in, then you put your right foot in, then you put your right foot out. Shake it all out. Do the hokey pokey. Na, 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 na. Da, 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 da. I actually had a science class. This is how stupid life is in middle school. I had a science class in sixth grade, I think it was. And every science class, or I won't say every, but almost every single science class will start with us standing up and the teacher will be dancing the hokey pokey with us. She'll be like, put your right foot in, put your right foot out, put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and da 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 da. You gotta twist and shout, whatever it is. That. We will do that constantly. And the thing is, nobody questioned it. Nobody. I never heard a single complaint. I never heard of nobody going like, isn't this kind of stupid? Why is this happening? Because we have brains of sixth graders. We're like, some of them were like, okay, this is not fun, but I'm obligated to do this. And then some of them were like, this is the best thing ever. If I was there right now at that time, I'll be like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this happening? What type of educational value is this? Like, it just happened organic, not organically. Like, it's just, it was like a known thing. Like, the teacher would stand up, we would stand up, we would dance the hokey pokey and sit down. And the class will resume. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened? And everybody will do it. I will do it. I will do it. But why? That's what I want to know. Oh, my God. It's insane, man. It's insane. And the thing is, I remember the teacher. I saw her when I was in, when I was with my senior year. I saw her again, you know, when she's, so, hey, you know, it's a long time I haven't seen you and all that stuff and blah, 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 blah. And it never crossed my mind till now to fucking go like, what the fuck was that? Like, why did that happen? Why, what was that part of our lives? Like, you never explained anything. Like, oh, we're going to learn the hokey pokey because it applies this to science, or we just want to warm your body up, or whatever, or we would just do it, dude. It's crazy how life works. Pretty, pretty crazy. Yeah, guys, so it's been real. It's been fun, man, but I gotta get going. I'm starving. And I'm watching my man, Kobe. Go, Kobe. Go, Kobe. Kobe Bryant. And, oh, he missed a free throw. Boo. You got another one, Kobe. Don't worry about it. Go. You go, Kobe. Come on. Look at your shiny ass head. Yeah, you better cuff in your hand. Oh, look, look. He's doing the tongue thing like me. Oh, wait. He's going to throw it. And he made it. Yay. Applause. You deserve it, Kobe. You deserve it. Now, but with that, I'm going to close out the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, you know, for being so awesome. Shout out to Jenny Young. I just got the notification that she's following me on Twitter. Shout out, Jenny Young. You're freaking awesome. You're a cool comic. We went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Had a motherfucking blast. Ate some chickens and some waffles, motherfucker. I'm kind of in the mood for chicken and waffles again. Like, I wasn't... The thing is, I'm getting hungrier now again. Like, before, I was just stuck. Like, I'm not hungry because I'm working so much. Now, I kind of want to eat a lot, especially chicken and waffles. That sounds delicious. Anyways, we have concluded this podcast. Again, I am going to be the next dates that I'm performing tomorrow, Monday, December 9th. I'm performing at 8 p.m. at the Complex in Santa Monica. It's an improv comedy show with my team, Eldon Farlow. Come support improv comedy for free. It's a donation show. That means they're going to have tons of beer, tons of water. They're going to have tons of snackety snacks. And, you know, if you want to come support, help out, you know, help them pay rent for the theater. They're giving us space to do shit, you know. Throw them a dollar. Throw them five. Throw them ten. If you're balling like that, throw them 20, man. I do that from time to time, man. The dude from LSP Weed hooked it up last night, and I gave them a little $20 tip because I'm not balling like that, but, you know, just for appreciation. Sometimes you got to say, you know, I'm going to give you money even though I don't have money, but I'm still going to give you money, dude, because you're cool as fuck. And that's what you got to do from time to time. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know proper etiquette to living in this world. Because one day you're going to get tested. And I'm not talking about HIV and shit, but I'm talking about tested in life. I'm preparing y'all, motherfuckers. All right, motherfuckers. Listen to me. I'm going to have that show Monday. Check me out on Wednesday. I'm going to be Wednesday, December 11th and Wednesday, December 18th. Possibly even on Christmas Day, I'm going to have shows at the Ice House Comedy Club. I'm going to go work out material if you want to see the process. Go on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Almost every Wednesday I'm there. Ice House Comedy Club, Pasadena, Stage 2. Ari Manis hosting. I'm there performing. Check it out. And I'm also performing February. The big show is February 9th next year, 2014. Reserve the dates. Get your tickets right now. The tickets are cheaper than movie prices. $7.50, man. And you go have a good time and then get two drinks minimum, man. You go and drink some tequila shots. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. Cool times. Great comedy. Go and support, man. Go check it out. Anyways, I'll see you guys this week. I have a pretty amazing guest, man. Pretty amazing guest. I'm really excited to talk to this girl because I haven't spoken to her in a long time. So, She's a singer, man, and she's cool. She's a great human being, man, and you'll get to know her on the next podcast. So tune in, subscribe, share with your friends, do everything you want to do, and I'll see you guys next time on a brand new Steve Dez Island Pop podcast, son. All right. Ho, hold up. Oh, I was going to do the outro and I totally failed. I totally failed on making that outro. No, but this time I'm going to do the outro for resales, okay? Why am I talking like a white trying to be black person? I don't know. For resales. Like that would be something like a white person trying to be a black would say. For resales. You for resales, dog? You for resales? All right, guys. See you in the next podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.